For the Subway pregame show, Subway located in Appleton and in Dawson. Subway with 35,048 restaurants in 98 countries.
Eating healthy at a Subway restaurant is easy. We have so many nutritious choices. All of our breads are fortified with essential nutrients like calcium, vitamin D, and iron. Add all the fresh veggies you like. Bottom line, no matter what sandwich you order at Subway, you can make it even more nutritious with the power of veggies and whole grains. At Subway, we make it right in front of you and are happy to help you make smart choices.
Eat at your local Subway in Appleton, Dawson, and Clare City.
All right, good evening, everybody, and welcome to Lacapral Valley High School for tonight's girls basketball game. Lacapral Valley taking on the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks. And Mitch Stilte joins me once again on the broadcast. And Mitch, we are winding down the regular season. Hard to believe. Just a couple games left in the regular season.
Yep, I think both teams each have, including tonight, I think it's just four games left on their regular season schedule, and then section playoffs will begin.
Yep. Well, kind of different. There was no C squad game tonight, so they started the B squad game, the JV game, about at 5:30, and so we're getting a little early start than usual, only 6:45, and here we got to start. We might get home early tonight, Mitch.
Yeah, I think so. It's going to be kind of different from what we're used to. But
And the JV game?
Yep, the JV game, Lacapral Valley won 38-17 versus Dawson Boyd in the B squad game. It was 24-8 at half. Lacapral Valley was up. And so, yep, nice win for Lacapral Valley's B squad for that game.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to turn it over to you, Mitch. You got some stats on both these girls' teams tonight, the Blackjacks and the Eagles. Kind of a similar team, similar record. So we should have a good game tonight, Mitch.
Yep, we should. When we did their game earlier, I think it was back all the way back in December when we did their first matchup. That was a pretty close game, so it should be another good one tonight. But Lacapral Valley comes in with an overall record of 8-13. They have a conference record of 6-8 and a section record of 5-6. Their home record is 3-5. They average 45 points per game on offense, give up about 56 points per game on defense for a minus 11 point per game differential. They started the season 2-6, but they're 6-7 since, so starting to really pick things up here down the stretch of the season. They're coming off a 70-32 loss to Central Minnesota Christian. And they're currently sixth in Section 3A North standings. Teams 7 through 10 will play in the pigtail games for the section tournament. So they're just on the edge of that and trying to stay out of having to play in a pigtail game for the tournament. They're 19-3 versus Dawson Boyd in the last 10 seasons, dating back to the 2014-15 season. They had a stretch where they won 19 straight during that stretch. And they went to 0-2 last season versus Dawson Boyd. And then this season they defeated Dawson Boyd 55-44 at Dawson back on December 10th. At halftime the score was 27-24. Lacapral Valley was leading. And then they ended up building a 9-point second half lead. But then with a minute left, Dawson Boyd was able to cut it to 4. It was 48-44. And then Lacapral Valley was able to make 6 free throws to close out. And that was a game Callie Kahn for Lacapral Valley was out with an injury. And then Brandy Meyer was available for Lacapral Valley in that game. And I believe, Paul, if I'm not mistaken, that was the game Brandy Meyer hurt her foot.
Yep, I believe you're correct. And she's still out in street clothes here tonight. So hopefully she can, I don't know if what the plan is with her, if she can be able to play yet this year or not. So hopefully she'll make it.
Yeah, hopefully they can get her back, because she ended up getting 11 rebounds for Lacapral Valley in that game, along with Jalen Lee also got 11 rebounds. And last season, when these two teams met up in Lacapral Valley, Dawson Boyd ended up winning the game 55-47. And so Lacapral Valley looking for their first win at home versus Dawson Boyd since the 22-23 season, where they won 59-14. Then Dawson Boyd comes in with an overall record of 6-14. They have a conference record of 3-10. section record of 2-9 and an away record of 2-6. They average 47 points per game on offense, give up 63 points per game on defense for a minus 16 point per game differential. Started the season 4-5, but they're 2-9 since, and in that they had an 8-game losing streak. But they've won 2 of their last 3 games. They're coming off a 72-50 win versus Ortonville. And currently, Dawson Boyd is 8th in the Section 3A North standing, so they currently are playing in a pigtail game as standings sit now. And then they lost 55-44 to Lacapaule Valley back in December. Lindsay Lund was unavailable for Dawson Boyd during that game.
So that's right.
They'll have her back tonight, as will Lacapaule Valley have Callie Kahn back for this game. So, and then the Dawson Boyd's looking for back-to-back wins at Lacapaule, having won 55-47 last season at Lacapaule Valley.
All right. All right, thanks a lot, Mitch. Let's go through your State Farm Insurance starting lineups, and then we'll take a look at other games tonight in the Camden Conference. First, for the visiting Dawson Boyd Blackjacks tonight, their starters, I should mention, State Farm Insurance, Tony Arata, sponsors the starting lineups all season long here on Q92. Claire Stratmoe, number 3. She's a 5'3" freshman guard. Number 10, Kyler Yomlin gets the start. She's a 5'7" freshman guard. Laura Schreier, number 11. She's a 5'4" sophomore guard. Number 12, senior Lindsay Lund, 5'6" forward. And number 32, Olivia Essling, a 5'11" sophomore forward for the Blackjacks. And the Blackjacks are coached by head coach Rachel Hawkinson and assisted by Terry White. That's your State Farm Insurance starting lineups for the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks. For the Lacapaule Valley Eagles tonight, we've got 8th grader Maya Sawatsky with the start. She's a 5'6" guard. Jalen Lee, 6-foot senior, forward, number 10. 22, Callie Kahn. Kahn's a 5'11 junior, forward. Number 23, Kendall Shelstead. Shelstead is a 5'6 senior guard. And number 24, Kayla Jan. Jan's a 5'4 senior guard. The Eagles are coached by head coach Dylan Erickson, assisted by John Scherf, Lindsey Kranz, and Thomas Daniels. And the manager for the Eagles is Brendan Scherf. And that's your State Farm Insurance starting lineups, brought to you by Tony Arata, your State Farm Insurance agent in Camby and Madison. That's your starting lineups there, Mitch. What do you got tonight?
So for other games going on in the Camden Con, there's a big one in Central Minnesota Christian. State-ranked Central Minnesota Christian is hosting KMS. Central Minnesota, and this is in girls basketball. Central Minnesota Christian with a record of 18-3. KMS comes in with a record of 20-2. And I believe with as things sit, the winner of that game should be in first place in the Camden Conference North.
Yeah, so I think so.
A very big game between those two schools tonight. Our game tonight.
Where does that play at?
Prinsburg, Central Minnesota.
Okay.
Christian. And then our game tonight, Dawson Boyd at Lacapaule Valley. And then big game in the South, Yoda in the Camden Conference South standing. So that's a big game for both those two schools. McCray is at Ortonville. RCW is at YME, and TMB is at Camby.
All right, and that's your Camden Conference girls basketball games for tonight. I think everyone's in action, right?
Yep, it looks to be that way, yep.
Yep, that's right. All right, then I think not much boys going, boys games tonight, I don't think. I just got Ortonville at Rosse. The only one that shows up on my feed anyway that I'm looking at.
Yeah, I think it looks like most of the boys games are all tomorrow night, so.
Yep. It seems to be not a controversy, but I've been told that there's only one pigtail game, and now I've been told there's two pigtail games at the end of the season. You know, 7-9 and 8-10 play each other. That's what I've been told. So not quite sure where we stand on the pigtail games, but the Blackjacks, if the Eagles win tonight, they'll be safe. They'll be in the top 6, that's
yep.
for sure. There's no question about that. But the Blackjacks lose. I'm not sure what seeding they'll get. They'll get a pigtail game that plays on the Thursday, on the 20th, is it?
I think so, yeah.
And they would probably host a game, the Dawson Boyd would. So if that happens,
The Montevideo boys are to play at Dawson the same night. So I'm guessing they would have to move the boys game over a section game. So, but that
we have a long ways,
long
out,
ways out. I'm just kind of guessing what might happen there. So anyway, it's hard to believe the regular season is almost over. That's crazy.
Yeah, if it went by, this past couple months went by really quick.
Yeah. So. But now the most exciting part of the year, I love this time of year. When we.
Yep, once playoff basketball rolls around, there's nothing quite like it.
Yeah, it's do or die, isn't it?
Yep.
And then we get down to the RE facility in Marshall, and the just great basketball games usually, and great atmosphere there in Marshall. So, yep, so that's what we'll do. Well, that wraps up our Subway pregame show. Lockpaw Valley band, pep band, playing the school song. Everyone's on their feet here at the Eagle's Nest. So we'll take a couple-minute break as they play the national anthem. And we'll be back with the tip-off between the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks and the Lockapaw Valley Eagles right after this.
Thanks for joining us for the Subway pregame show with Q92 Sports Director Paul Ramo. Stop by the Appleton and Dawson Subways for daily specials. Coming up next, game time right here on Q92. Sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Matt's Practic, Universal Forest Products of Minnesota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market in Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas, Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schimble Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Eric from Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Tron Tossil Seeds, Holloway, Shadowland Trucking, Appleton, Brad Mitchell, Rural Solutions, Cottleman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchants State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, the EDA, the Madison Economic Development Authority, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Invenergy of Marshall, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Grain Co-op, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludwigs and Tiling, the Dryer Doctors in Montevideo, Madison Chiropractic Center, Beck Seeds, Bob Pearson, Federated Telephone Company, Wolfslager Concrete, Farmers Union Oil Company, Montevideo and Granite Falls, Pyrrhus in Dawson, Minneota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Clevin Electric, Black Pearl Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Napa, Madison Auto Park, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union. Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Madison Bottling Company, Halgen Insurance Agency, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Appleton, the Western Guard Newspaper, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson, Nelson & Stoltz Attorneys, Ryan Smith Seeds, Evenson Electronics in Appleton, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, Lanes Electric, Nassau, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest Truck Parts, State Representative Chris Wodzinski, and United Prairie Agency in Madison. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to Lockapaw Valley High School. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. The national anthem has been played, and we're just moments away from the opening tip-off between Dawson Boyd and Lockapaw Valley. And the I think that's Molly Hennin doing the public address announcing tonight, introducing the team out there. And as always, Mitch, we're going to lose our lights here in the gymnasium. They're going to shut out all the lights, and then they're going to throw the spotlight on the Lockapaw Valley team.
Yep, it's a new tradition they started at Lockapaw Valley, so it's a fun way to get the players ready for the game and rather enjoy it.
Kind of pumps them up, I would guess, huh? Well, Lockapaw Valley, the 8-13 record, and there goes our lights. And here come the spotlights all around the gym, just like you're at Target Center for a Timberwolves game. Eagles have 8 wins on the season. Dawson Boyd has
6 wins on the season. So a very important game for Dawson Boyd to try to pick up some wins here before the regular season ends and get themselves out of the pigtail games. Because I always enjoy going to Montevideo on a Super Saturday, Mitch.
Yep.
And there's, what, 4 or 5 games there that day?
Yep, 4 games for the section tournament, and one of the more exciting times in section tournament play. So.
Yep. Just looking at some comparable teams that they've, Dawson Boyd lost to RCW by 9, and Eagles beat RCW by 6. And some games they've, common teams they've played. I was going to give a couple bucks to the girls running the spotlight next to us, see if they put the spotlight on us, but they didn't go for that. All right, JV, Lockpile Valley won the JV game, as Mitch mentioned earlier, 38-17. And here we go. Dawson Boyd in their white away jerseys, the Eagles in their black and red. Nice crowd here tonight. And here's the opening tip-off, and Jalen Lee tips it over to Sawatsky. And we are underway here at Lockapaw Valley.
Dawson Boyd looks to be out in a 2-3 defense to start the game.
Shelstead goes down low to Lee, bounces it into Kahn. Kahn double team, knocked away by Essling. What a nice defensive play there by Olivia Essling.
That was a great job by Olivia Essling with help defense there. Knocked the ball out of Callie's hands and went out of bounds, so it'll go to Dawson Boyd.
Blackjack, oh, full court press here put on by the Eagles.
Yep, nice full court press for Lockapaw Valley to start.
And
Dawson Boyd able to break it.
Yep. Stratmon down to Yamlin. Stratmon, top of the key. 3 for Claire, and she hits the front rim, bounces off Kahn with the board. Now, these girls on each team know each other well. Some are on the track team together.
Just like that, looks like Dawson switched to man-to-man defense on the second defensive
position. It's a nice pass down low. Shelstead to Lee. Lee turns, shoots, missed, hit off the backboard, rebounded there by Kyler Yamlin.
Lockapaw Valley's out in a man-to-man defense here to start.
Ooh, Sawatsky almost stole the ball at midcourt. Yamlin with the ball, or Schreier with the ball. Stops her dribble, gives it to Stratmon. Stratmon drives to the basket. Kell kicks it back out. Yamlin, here's Lund for 3. She was hot the other night, and it bounces up on the back rim and then up and over the backboard.
Yep, it's bounced on top of the backboard, which is deemed out of bounds, so that'll turn possession over to Lockapaw Valley. Now we got a full court press put on by Dawson Boyd.
Wow, everybody's changing things up here. Eagles break it across midcourt. Break the full court press. Sawatsky, Shelstead, Lee outside the 3-point arc.
It looks like Dawson switched back to a 2-3 zone.
They're going to switch back every time down the floor. Here's Shelstead for 3. That's off the mark. Goes in the corner, rebounded by Laura Schreier. Schreier over to Stratmon. Stratmon up to Yamlin. All the way across to Lund. Lund for 3. No good. Essling tried to save it. Did, but threw it right in the hands of Lee. Here come the Eagles. No score yet, Mitchell.
No, very defensive first. I think both teams trying to figure out what each team's doing on the defensive side. Dawson Boyd back to a man-to-man.
Shelstead behind the back dribble for Kendall in the corner. For Jan, and there's a 3-pointer for Kayla Jan.
Nice job of ball movement there by Lockapaw Valley to find Jan for the 3-pointer.
So at 15:35 marks, the Eagles get the point. Stratmon drives to the basket, throws the ball up to the rim, doesn't go in, but she's fouled.
I think it was Kayla Jan with the foul on for Lockapaw there, her first.
Claire Stratmon is a freshman, outstanding athlete. Good golfer as well. Free throws good by Claire, and the Blackjacks get on the board.
Looks like Alyssa Swidzinski checks in for Dawson Boyd. She comes in for Lindsay Lund.
3-1 Eagles. And Stratmon will get a second free throw here. Claire's free throw's up and rolls around and in. So Claire makes both free throws, and it's a 1-point game for Lockapaw Valley. Still the full court press there, Mitchell.
Yep, still full court press, and Lockapaw Valley able to break it.
Oh, Sawatsky goes to the basket, pulls it back out to Shelstead. Kendall underneath the basket.
goes at the Jan to Lee. Shelstead for three, off the rim, goes deep in the corner. Sawatsky lets it go out of bounds. Last touch by Dawson Boyd.
I think it'll be interesting to see the matchup with Olivia Essling and Callie Kahn down in the paint. Those two weren't able to match up in the first meeting because Callie had an injury she couldn't play, so it'll be interesting to see those two go at it.
Sawatsky bounces it in the paint to Jan, back out. Here's Lee for three. Jalen off the back iron. Rebounded there by Kyler Yamlin. 3-2 Eagles. Here come the Blackjacks. They can take the lead with a basket. Claire crosses over, dribble, goes to the basket, lays it up and in. Claire Strathmoan puts the Blackjacks in the lead, 4-3.
A nice drive there by Claire to get points for Dawson Boyd.
Jan trying to get it across midcourt. Strathmoan all over her. Now does in the con. Nice pass. Con scores.
Nice job of ball movement there by Lacaparo Valley. Dawson Boyd was in kind of a zone from their full court press, and they were able to break it and get Con down low for an easy layup.
Sosinski. Court. Here's a three-pointer by Kyler. Yamlin, no good. Fight Essling and Con fighting for the rebound and the jump ball. Possession goes with,
looks like Dawson Boyd.
Dawson Boyd. 5-4. Is the score. The Eagles lead by 1 point. Just underway here at Lacaparo Valley tonight. Got an early start. Now the Blackjacks throw the ball away. Sawatsky picks up the loose ball.
That pass is just out of the reach of Essling's hand, and Sawatsky able to pick it up.
Shelstead dribbles at the free throw line, bounces it down low to Con. What a play.
That was a great pass there by Lacaparo Valley to get Con open for another layup.
Kendall Shelstead with a great assist to Con. And it's a 7-4 lead. Sosinski, going to have a push on Shelstead. Coach Dylan Erickson not happy about that. Happened right in front of him.
I think he wanted to get a trap in the corner once they crossed half court and they couldn't get it. Led to a foul. Looks like Lindsey Lund checks in for Olivia Essling now for Dawson Boyd.
Blackjacks with the basketball. They're down by 3 points. 7-4. Oh, look at Strathmoan back out. Here's a three-pointer by Yamlin. Good! Nothing but net for the ninth grader, Kyler Yamlin.
Nice job by Dawson Boyd there. Claire Strathmoan drove into the paint and drew the defender away and passed it out to Yamlin for a nice three.
We're tied 7-7, and the Eagles throw the ball away. Oh, no, they save it, but the Blackjacks pick it up. Here's Schreier in the corner. Strathmoan for three in the lead. Yes! Strathmoan for three.
That's back-to-back triples now for Dawson Boyd.
And the Blackjacks have a 10-7 lead. And that three-pointer, Mitchell, back-to-back, a six-point swing quickly.
Yep, that one from a three-point lead for Lacaparo Valley, now a three-point lead for Dawson Boyd.
Sawatsky for three. That missed, and it's last touch by Yamlin. It'll be Eagle ball underneath their basket. Got a lot of noise from the crowd here lately.
Yeah, they've got good student sections for both teams out here, so really carrying the noise.
Jan's going to inbound the ball underneath the Eagle basket. Lobs it in, top of the key to Jalen Lee. Jalen goes right up the middle to the basket, lays it up off the glass, no good. Rebounded by Alyssa Swazinski. Alyssa passes down the line. Lund shoots, she's fouled, and she'll go to the free throw line. Lindsey Lund will shoot two. 10-7 Jacks. 12:33 to play in the first half. And senior Lindsey Lund at the free throw line, good. I teased Lindsey's mom tonight when she came in the gym. She always brings me cookies. Lisa Lund always brings me cookies. She came empty-handed tonight.
Oh, no.
Yep. Lindsey's second free throw is no good. Falls off. And the Jacks lead 11-7. And Coach Dylan Erickson calling a timeout. So at 12:32 to play, it's Dawson Boyd 11, Lacaparo Valley 7. We'll be back with more Blackjack and Eagle girls basketball right after this.
Sports on Q92, brought to you in part by Monica's Apparel and Accessories, located 931 Chestnut Street in Dawson. Monica's Apparel and Accessories open Wednesdays through Fridays from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 a.m. till 5. And by appointment, call 320-769-4727.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Universal Forest Products Minneota. Come work for the team that knows how to be successful. They offer competitive pay and bonus structure, great benefits, 401k plan, paid holidays, and accrued vacation. Contact Hume at 507-872-6178 to learn more. Universal Forest Products, Minneota. When it comes to solid foundations, there's only one name you need to know. Wolfschlager Concrete. Whether it's a new driveway, a sleek patio, or a robust commercial foundation, Wolfschlager Concrete has you covered. With over 20 years of experience and a commitment to quality, our team delivers durable, reliable, and beautifully finished concrete every time. Commercial, agriculture, and residential. They do work in Minnesota and South. 669-1182, or check out their Facebook page. That's Wolfschlager Concrete.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
Welcome back to Lockefeller Valley High School. Paul Ramo, Mitchell Silty here. And the Dawson Boy Blackjacks lead Lockefeller Valley 11-8. Timeout's over by Coach Dylan Erickson. And Kayla Jan just missed her second free throw, and the Blackjacks have it. Here's a long three by Laura Schreier. It's no good. Picked up by Kayla Jan. Eagles are down 11-8. Jalen Lee is at the score of the game. Gets it to Sawatsky. Kicks it out. Kayla wide open for a three. Good look. Good. Kayla Jan with her second three-pointer here in the first half.
Now tied up at 11.
11-11 is your score. Lindsay Lund goes to the basket. Lays it up off the glass. Lindsay Lund with her first field goal.
Lockefeller Valley was a little slow to get back on their full court press there, and it led to an open layup for Lindsay Lund.
Kayla Jan was passing the ball underneath the Eagle basket. What happened there?
It looked like she was able to pass it, but then when Kyler Yamland hit the ball and it bounced out of bounds, so it'll stay with Lockefeller Valley.
So Kayla Jan gets the ball from the referee. Jacks lead 13-11, and a three-pointer by Shelstead. And it puts the Eagles in the lead by 1 point, 14-13. Esling down low for the Dawson Boys. She traveled. She made the basket, but she traveled first.
A nice job by Dawson Boyd to break the full court press. Just couldn't convert on the layup there.
Kendall Shelstead with the three-pointer to put the Eagles in the lead. Blackjacks with a full court press. Shelstead all the way. It's picked off! Picked off there by Tyler Yamlin, and she tried to save it from going out of bounds. Goes into Sawatsky's hand, and Sawatsky traveled.
And both teams kind of struggling with the full court press here. Both teams flying a full court press. Not really used to seeing both teams play a full court press.
No,
like that.
I don't think we've seen that all year, have we?
I don't think so. Usually it's just one team, but.
Eagles lead by 1 point, 14-13. Lund in the paint. Underhanded shot, no good. And Lindsay's going back to the free throw line.
She was one of two at the last time she was at the free throw line.
Lindsay's a good free throw shooter. I think I say this every time. She's at the free throw line. She's the Class A state golf champion, individual champion. And I was happy to be there. It was quite the scene last spring at Pebble Creek Golf Course when Lindsay realized she was the state champion. Second free throw, both missed both of them. And still remains a one-point lead for Lockefeller Valley, 14-13. Kayla goes to the free throw line, kicks it out. This is Zoe Doctor. Here's a long three-pointer by Jan. That's no good. Stratmon with the board. Claire brings it across midcourt. He's a good ball handler. Now to Lund on the baseline. Lund with a jump shot from the baseline. No good. Rebounded there by Doctor. And the senior, Zoe Doctor, quickly up to Kayla Jan. Kayla goes to the basket. She's pushed there by Yamlin, I believe.
Yep, yeah, Kyler Yamlin with the foul.
Be her first of the game.
A lot of free throws so far. 10:06 to play in the first half. It's a one-point lead for Lockup in 13, and it remains a one-point lead because Kayla Jan just missed a free throw.
She went 1 of 2 the last time she was at the line.
Second free throw coming here for Kayla. On its way, and nothing but net. Kayla Jan with 8 points. She leads all scorers. Blackjacks quickly down the floor. Stratmone. Lund. Lund for three in the corner. Missed it. Off the back iron, rebounded by Docker. And, oh, a reach in foul by the Blackjacks. Somebody reach in after Zoe grabbed the rebound.
Foul was on Claire. Stratmone and Dawson Boyd, her first.
Still a four-court press here by Dawson Boyd. The Eagles trying to break it. They're having some difficulty this time. Now Jalen Lee finally gets it across half court to Kayla. Down in the corner to Shelstead, or the Zoe Docker. Jalen Lee, top of the key three. That's way short. Rebounded by Stratmone, and Jalen Lee runs into her.
That'll be Jalen's first foul.
Well, we got a lot of sports coming up on Q92. Tomorrow night, Dick Newman, Danny Lee will be out here at Lac Parle Valley with wrestling, a dual meet with Cammy. That's going to be quite the wrestling match. That's tomorrow night. And then, of course, Saturday we have Section Dance in Montevideo. We'll be covering that all day long on Saturday. 15-13. Lac Parle leading by two. Blackjacks have the ball. Schreier goes, flips the defenders, goes in for a layup. What a nice play there, Mitch.
That was a great job by Schreier. Just drove around the Lac Parle Valley defense and able to get a layup.
15-15 with 9:14 to play in the first half. Baseline shot there by Zoe Docker and shot it over the rim. No good. Here come the Blackjacks. They can take the lead with a basket. Stratmone looking at the three-point shot. Now drives on Kayla. Kayla, good defense. Aspling out beyond the three-point line. Kessler is in the game now for Lac Parle Valley. Here's a shot put up by Schreier. A three-pointer by Laura Schreier puts the Blackjacks in the lead.
She banked that one in, too. So nice shot by Dawson Boyd there.
I think she called it a bank three-pointer. 18-15, Dawson Boyd. Kayla Jan goes roll, lays it up off the rim, no good, fighting for the rebound. And Kayla, oh, nice play there by Kessler. Eagles keep the ball. Shelstead with a hard shot off the glass. Essling grabs the rebound. She's being triple-teamed. And now we're going to have a foul on Jalen Lee, I believe.
That'll be her second.
That looked like a wrestling match. Oh, getting a little physical out there.
Yep.
Elbows flying.
Very competitive game when these two rivals face off against each other.
Was that on Jalen?
Yep, that was. Yep, for a second.
Olivia Essling with the rebound. Essling was triple team. The Eagles are trying to take the ball away from her. It got pretty physical. 8:03 to play in the first half. It's 18-15, Dawson Boyd. Lund down low, lays it up and in. Biggest lead of the night for Dawson Boyd. It's five.
And they're just getting wide open layups off breaking that full court press for Lac Parle Valley.
Oh, look who's in. Look who's in. Brandy Meyer. Brandy Meyer scores. What do we know? I should have talked to Coach Erickson before the game. Brandy gets a basket. And she was fouled, wasn't she?
Yep. She'll go to the line for a chance at a three-point play.
Brandy Meyer at the free throw line. 20-17, Dawson Boyd leading by 3 points. Brandy's free throw's on its way and banks that one in. It's a 2-point lead for Dawson Boyd. Here come the Blackjacks. Lindsay Lund dribbling, stops a dribble, loses the ball, picked up by Kessler. It's a 2-on-1 and Kessler lost ball.
Juergens for Dawson Boyd, so possession stay with Lac Parle Valley. That'll be a big boost getting Brandy back in the lineup for Lac Parle Valley. She got 11 rebounds last time these two teams faced off against each other.
Jalen goes down low. Here's Meyer with another short baseline shot for Brandy Meyer.
We're all tied up at 20 now, 7:20 to play in the first half.
Good competitive girls basketball game tonight here at La Caprile Valley High School. Stratmon forces up. Oh, she was whistled for a travel. Claire Stratmon. Did you see a travel?
I don't know, but the ref had a better angle at it than we did, so yep. I guess go with that.
20-20 is the score. Here's Kessler at midcourt. Lee with it now. Jalen's yet to score in the game. She throws up a floater. No good. Rebounded there by the Blackjacks. Here comes Schreier. Schreier's going to go all the way to the basket. Lays it up and in. Laura Schreier with the basket.
About the third or fourth time I've seen Dawson Boyd get a wide-open layup break in that full-court press for La Caprile Valley.
Kessler with a quick shot, hard off the glass, no good. Stratmon with the rebound, and Claire brings it quickly across midcourt. Dawson Boyd leading 22-20. Number 15 in the game, this is Alyssa Swazinski. Oh, Lee took it right away from her.
That was a great job by Lee getting over and help defense and getting the block and getting the steal.
Now we're going the other way. La Caprile Valley with the basketball, and they're down by two. Jalen goes hard to the hole, and it's fouled.
Nice aggressive drive there by Lee, getting fouled. Now she'll go to the free throw line. Chance to tie the game.
6 minutes and 11 seconds to play, and then we'll have Monica's Apparel and Accessories halftime report. Free throw by Jalen, and Jalen Lee gets on the board. She'll get a second free throw. 22-21. Jalen Lee can tie it up here from the free throw line. The senior has the basketball. Here's the free throw. Nothing but net. And, folks, we're tied again. 22-22. 6:09 to play. First half. Esling out to Lund. Lund on the baseline. Now in Esling. Kessler almost stole the ball. And now a whistle. And what's it? The referee?
Well, the far ref, I wonder if he didn't call it over and back.
What happened there? Boy, the referee way over there whistled. What did he call anyway?
I'm not sure. I didn't see him make a call. I just heard the whistle. So
anyway, it's a turnover there by Dawson Boyd.
Stepped over on the half-court line, and it ends up being over and back on Aquaw Valley, so position goes back to Dawson Boyd.
So back-to-back turnovers here. So Dawson Boyd will get the ball. We're tied 22-22. Kind of a fun first half of basketball, isn't it?
Yeah, this was a very competitive game the first time these two teams played, so I wouldn't expect much different here tonight.
All right, here we go. Blackjacks with the ball. Tied up 22-22, under 6 minutes to play. They go down low. Ball tipped away, picked up by Kessler. Jada's playing good defense. Here's Jalen. Eagles can take the lead with a basket. Tipped away by Stratmon, and it goes out of bounds. It'll remain La Caprile Valley basketball.
Nice job by Stratmon poking that ball away from Monoswatsky. Went out of bounds, but possession will stay with La Caprile Valley.
Eagles inbound it right in front of Coach Hawkinson. Swatsky kicks it out. Kessler with a shot. Good. Jada Kessler gets on the board.
That was a nice mid-range jump shot for Kessler getting on the board for La Caprile Valley.
And the Eagles retake the lead, 24-22.
9-2 run for La Caprile Valley here, being down 20-15. Now 24-22, they lead.
Esling out the free throw line. Goes to the left wing, a long three-point shot by Yamlin, no good. Coach Dylan Erickson tells Jalen Lee, let's slow it down. 4:50 to play in the first half. Eagles lead now by two, 24-22. Brandy Meyer back in the game, lobs it in the corner to Jalen. Jalen lobs it down low to Kessler. Kessler, turnaround shot with her left hand, no good. Meyer with the rebound, and Brandy Meyer puts it back and scores. And a timeout by Coach Rachel Hawkinson.
Great job by Brandy Meyer there, getting in position for an offensive rebound. And when we called their game back in December, she, I think, got about 6 offensive rebounds for La Caparra Valley in that game. So
it's a full timeout for Coach Hawkinson. We'll take a break. The Eagles lead 26-22. We'll be right back.
Sports on Q92, brought to you in part by Boris Crop Insurance, Appleton. You've given your best to grow it. Expect no less to protect it. Call toll-free 1-877-752-4545. Sports brought to you by Jubilee Foods in Madison. Jubilee Foods open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Saturdays, Sundays, and holidays, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Sports is also sponsored by the Ortonville Area Health Services that provides general nursing care and pool nurse duties with dedicated care in a progressive health care system. To learn more, call 320-839-4125. That's the Ortonville Area Health Services.
As we say goodbye to 2024 and look ahead to 2025, the Dryer Doctors in Montevideo would like to remind you that early order discounts are still in effect on new equipment. Call the Dryer Doctors today at 320-321-1600 for pricing on a new grain dryer, grain bin, air transfer system, or grain legs and conveyors. If you're in the market for a used grain dryer, check out our website at thedryerdoctors.com. That's thedryerdoctors.com.
Hi, I'm Kendall Shelster with the LQPV girls basketball team, and you're listening to Paul Ramo on Q92.
26-22, La Caparra Valley leading Dawson Boyd here in this Camden Conference girls basketball game with 4:09 to play before halftime. You know, Shelstead was just fouled, wasn't she, Mitch?
Yep, she got fouled. Now she's going to the free throw line for 2.
And Kendall Shelstead's free throw is no good. Kendall hit a three-pointer early in the game here. That's her only points. Brandy Meyer comes off, gets a big smile from Coach Erickson. Brandy's really contributing. Off the bench. Shelstead's second free throw. That's no good. Essling grabs the rebound. Gives it over to Lindsay Lund. Here comes Lindsay. And now in the corner to number 11, Schreier. Blackjacks, this is an important possession here. Down by 4.
Getting outscored 11-2 since having the 5-point lead.
And here's a shot partially blocked by Kessler.
That was a great block by La Caparra Valley there.
Here's Eagles with the ball, leading 26-22. Lee, top of the key to Kayla Jan. Jan to Shelstead. Shelstead right wing to Sawatsky. Sawatsky to Jalen. Inside they go to Kessler. Jada Kessler, shot left-handed, no good. Goes out of bounds. It's Dawson Boyd basketball. 3 minutes and 22 seconds to play. We'll have our halftime show coming up. Monica's Apparel and Accessories. You want to listen to Fashionista Friday tomorrow morning at 9:15. We'll be broadcasting live from Monica's. The basketball. Here's Yamlin on the right wing. She's only a ninth grader. Down low to Essling. Essling, Olivia, bounces it off Kessler. It'll remain blackjack ball. Nice, smart play there by Olivia Essling.
Yep, she drove and got too far underneath the basket, really close to the baseline, just threw the ball off the La Caparra Valley defender. And Callie Kahn checks back in for La Caparra Valley. She's had to sit for most of the first half with 2 fouls.
Inbound pass to Essling. Essling being double-teamed. Kicks it out. Now wide open for a 3 is Yamlin, and she hits it. Tyler with her second 3-pointer of the game. Now the Blackjacks almost steal the ball.
Nice drop by Claire Stratmon off the inbounds pass. Able to tip it. Almost on a bounce. She's able to save it. And then foul on Dawson Boyd on the fight for the ball. And Dawson Boyd with 18 fouls. So it'll be a 1-1 for La Caparra Valley. And then Kayla Jan will go to the free throw line.
26-25. Eagles lead by 1 point with 2:50 to play in the first half. And Kayla Jan is at the free throw line. She has 8 points in the game. Make that 9. She makes her free throw. 27-25, La Caparra Valley. Second free throw coming here by the senior. Kayla's played a lot of basketball. I believe she played a lot when she was a freshman. Second free throw missed, but it's rebounded by Kahn, and now Kahn traveled. She had a ball above her head. It was kind of stuck on her head there.
Yeah, couldn't quite get possession and ended up moving her, shuffling her feet before she could dribble, so turn the ball over.
So here come the Blackjacks. They're down by 2 points, and they cross midcourt. 27-25, Lacapaul Valley. Here's Yamlin, number 10. Picked off by Jalen Lee. Lee anticipated the pass. Jalen's going coast to coast. Wow, missed the layup. Rebounded by Dawson Boyd. Again, the Blackjacks can tie it up with a two-pointer, take the lead with a three-pointer. Yamlin to Stratmon. Cross-court, Szczesny wide open. Here's for the lead. And Alyssa hits the three-pointer. Whoa! 28-27, Dawson Boyd.
Both teams really hot from the three-point line, or three for this game.
Alyssa Szczesny with a three-pointer, monster three-pointer.
I think Sawatsky, when she was dribbling up the court, stepped out of bounds, and now turned the ball back over to Dawson Boyd.
Oh, she did. A turnover there by the Eagles. Well, just like that, the Eagles are up, what, by 4-5?
That was like 26-22, and then a 3-6-1 run for Dawson Boyd here.
And the Blackjacks have the basketball. Stratmon behind the back dribble right in front of Coach Dylan Erickson. Out of line, that's a free throw line. Elta Szczesny, Alyssa, back. I almost had the ball. Kayla Steele, small. Szczesny gets it back. And now a travel called on Alyssa Szczesny.
Great defense there by Lacapaul Valley, forced turnover.
Now the Eagles down by a point. A minute 30 to play in the first half. Here's Sawatsky. Picked off by Lindsey Lund. Here's a fast break for Dawson Boyd. Stratmon goes in and scores. Nice defense there by the Blackjacks. Stratmon almost stole the ball from Sawatsky. Here's the Eagles with the ball. They're down by three. And here's Jan for three. And to tie it up, missed everything, and it goes out of bounds. Fun first half of basketball.
Yep, both teams going back and forth, trading leads.
30-27.
Very aggressive on the defensive side of the court.
Claire Stratmon across midcourt to Lindsey Lund. Blackjacks lead by 3 points now. And Lund, she was trying to hit Jorgens, break into the basket, and she threw it out of bounds. Turnover, Dawson Boyd. 54 seconds to play. Clock running. Szczesny steals an inbound pass. Alyssa over to Lund. Lindsey at the free throw line. Goes to the basket. Kissed off the glass. No good. Essling with the rebound. We're going to have a whistle. A jump ball call.
Session go back to Lacapaul Valley.
A lot of students here tonight.
Yep, for Lacapaul Valley, a lot of students here. And it looks like a good amount of students for Dawson Boyd showed up tonight, too.
Eagles down by three, 40 seconds to play, and Jan running up the floor with Jorgens. Addison might have picked up a foul. That'll shoot free throws, right?
Yep, and she'll go back to the free throw line. And that was the third foul on Addison Jorgens here in the first half.
Schreier comes in for Jorgens. Kayla Jan back at the free throw line. She's got 9 points here.
3-6 at the line so far tonight.
Down by three, the Eagles are, and Jan's free throws missed. She missed it. Rebounded by Lindsey Lund. Blackjacks quickly up the floor. Szczesny from WNBA range almost banked it in for three. It fell out. Eagles go the other way. Here's Kayla. Skip hop goes in, lays it up and in. Kayla Jan.
Nice drive to the paint there by Kayla Jan. Able to finish at the rim. Now it leads trim to one. Dawson can hold for the final shot of the first half. 10 seconds left.
Blackjacks with the ball. They lead 30-29. Szczesny for three from the corner. Brandy Meyer with the rebound. Here's Jan at half court. She's not even going to throw it up there. And what a first half of basketball, Mitchell.
Yep, very aggressive defense on both sides of the ball. Both teams having scoring runs. And very competitive, much like their first matchup.
That's right. All right, we'll take a couple-minute break. We'll come back with Monica's Apparel and Accessories halftime report right after this.
Wouldn't you rather buy your insurance from a friend you can depend on, like the United Prairie Agency? Their agents work very hard to be just that, dependable insurance friends to each policyholder. You'll find them committed to excellence in insurance products, fair competitive rates, and above all, top-flight service. United Prairie Agency, a friend you can depend on. And now's the time to stop in and update your coverage. That's United Prairie Agency, located in the United Prairie Bank Building in Madison, or give them a call at 598-7541.
I'm Alyssa Swadzinski from the Dawson Boy Girls Basketball Team, and you're listening to Blackjack Basketball on Q92 with Paul Ramo.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Dave's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, located at 616 3rd Street West, Madison, Minnesota. Need a plumber? Dave Polotsky is state licensed and a master plumber. Call 320-598-3761. Also by Jim's Market, Yellow Medicine County's most complete food store. They're located right along Highway 75 in Canby. They offer a fresh bakery department, full service deli. Jim's Market, low prices, great service, located Highway 75 in Canby. State Bank of Taunton, a home bank for home people. Convenience, all their services add up to the easy one-stop banking you've been looking for night or day. They're right on your way. State Bank of Taunton, member FDIC, and an equal housing opportunity lender.
It's time for the Halftime Report on Q92, brought to you by Monica's Apparel and Accessories, located in Dawson.
Hi, this is Monica from Monica's Apparel and Accessories in Dawson. Would like to cordially invite you to the Galentine's event starting
Friday, 1 to 7 at Monica's.
And Saturday, 10 to 5. Monica's will have a gallon of prizes for the weekend. Hourly gifts will be given. And you don't want to miss this event because my store is full of goodies and great buys.
See you soon, located on 931 Chestnut.
Welcome to Monica's Apparel and Accessories Halftime Report. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports, along with Mitchell Silty. What a first half there, Mitchell. The Blackjacks lead by 1 point, 30-29.
Yep, the very defensive first half. Both teams able to knock down some three-pointers. I think Dawson Boyd, would they make about 5 three-pointers for that first half?
I got 1, 2, 3. Oh, that's Lockefall. I'm sorry. Look at the wrong scorecard. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You're correct.
5 threes for Dawson Boyd, and was it say 3 for Lacapal
Valley?
Yeah,
3 for Lacapal Valley. So we had 8 three-pointers in the first half.
8 three-pointers in the first half. Both teams taking a full-court press approach on defense, and Dawson Boyd, they were switching between zone and man-to-man defense for what seemed like most of that first half. So.
Yep. All right, so, it was back and forth. I don't know how many lead changes we had, but I know the turnovers are going to be brought up at halftime in the locker room by both coaches, I think.
Yep, turnovers and the full-court press, I think, for Lacapal Valley struggled a lot trying to break that full-court press, yeah. So we'll see if they make any adjustments for the second half.
All right, let's go through the scoring. First for Dawson Boyd, 5 players scored in the first half. Alyssa Zielinski with a big three-pointer there just before halftime. Lindsay Lund has 5 points. Laura Schreier with 7. Kyler Yamlin with 6. Kyler has back-to-back threes. And then the leading scorer is freshman Claire Stratmon with 9 points for Stratmon. For Lacapal Valley, we got Jada Kessler with 2 points. Jalen Lee with 2 free throws. Khan with 4 points. Shelstead with 3. And we got Brandy Meyer off the bench with 7 points for Brandy. Nice effort there. And your leading scorer is Kayla Jan with 11 points. For Kayla, she had a couple three-pointers, had some good free-throw shooting, and so she leads the Eagles in scoring with 11, and that's where we're at, 30-29, 1-point lead for the Jacks at half. What do you got, Mitchell?
So for rebounding, I got a slight edge for Dawson Boyd with 15 and Lacapal Valley with 14. The leading rebounder for Dawson Boyd, Kyler Yomland with 4. The leading rebounder for Lacapal Valley, Callie Kahn with 4. For points in the paint, I got them even in the first half, both teams scoring 12 points in the paint. And then for free throw shooting, Lacapal Valley 6 of 12 and Dawson Boyd 3 of 6.
All right, now I got You know, our game got started way earlier than the other Camden Conference games tonight, so we don't have a lot of updates, do we?
Nope, I just got one as of right now, that being McCray versus Ortonville in girls basketball. McCray holding a 33-7 lead with 7 minutes left in the first half. This is the latest update on that game.
I got one out of the West Central Conference. State-ranked Sauk Center leading Montevideo in Montevideo tonight, 37-15 at the half. Sauk Center ranked number 7 in Class AA girls basketball. And so that's where we're at here, 30-29. And just want to remind everybody, tomorrow night, Dick Newman and Danny Lee will have wrestling for you right back out here at La Capal Valley. Team United with a duel with Camby, and that's going to be a barn burner. Might come down to heavyweight on that one. And then Saturday, I'll be in Montevideo for section dance. Starts around 11 o'clock. I know they're talking about maybe moving it back a little bit because of the impending snow, but we'll just see how much we get there. So
yep.
As of right now, the same start time on Saturday for section dance. So, all right, got anything else?
I don't think so. Okay. That's covered for me.
All right, so that wraps up Monica's Apparel and Accessories. Have to tune in tomorrow morning from Monica's. We're broadcasting live from Monica's on Chestnut Street tomorrow for Fashionista Friday. Of course, Dawson Chamber has a huge event going on tomorrow and Saturday, Galentine. It's about gals, Galentine's for the Valentine. Get that, Mitchell?
Yeah, I picked up on it.
Okay, you picked up on it. Good.
Mm-hmm.
And that starts tomorrow. So tune in to Monica for Fashionista Friday at 9:15 tomorrow morning. That'll wrap things up here, and we'll send it back to you to the studio for about 3 or 4 minutes.
You've been listening to the Halftime Report on Q92, brought to you by Monica's Apparel and Accessories in Dawson.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by your locally owned full-service bank, Farmers and Merchants State Bank of Appleton, member FDIC, offering personal banking at its best. See them for all your insurance needs, too, with the Farmers and Merchants Insurance Agency. Sports also brought to you by the La Capal Co-op Oil Company of Dawson and Madison, proud of over 83 years of servicing our area with high-quality products, dependable service, fair prices, and a quality staff. From premium Senex Ruby Fieldmaster Diesel Fuel, Senex Gasoline, premium Senex Oils and Greases, 24-hour pay at the pump facilities, also E85, dry bulk fertilizer, chemicals, and more, there's only one place to go, your hometown Senex dealer, La Capal Co-op Oil Company of Dawson and Madison. Sports also brought to you by Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, servicing 3,281 customers, providing water to over 18,000, an average of 3,610,000 gallons of water per day. Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, the best tasting drinking water in the state of Minnesota. This according to officials with Minnesota Rural Water Association.
Hi, I'm Brandy Meyer with the LQPV girls basketball team, and you're listening to Paul Ramo on Q92.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Peterson Team Realty in Madison. Dawn Peterson and Tristan Boffin are committed to treating every person with honesty, integrity, and professionalism. They're a full-service real estate company. Check out their website at westernhomesource.net. Thinking about selling your home, business, or acreage? Call them at 325-98-3344. Peterson Team Realty. Sports brought to you by Northern Plains Tiling, North Highway 75, Madison, where they use dependable Prinsco pipe, the pipe with the gold stripe. If you need some tiling work done, give them a call, 325-98-3999. That's Northern Plains Tiling, Madison. Put their experience to work for you. You'll be glad you did.
And sports also brought to you by the Strand Insurance Agency, located 686 6th Street in Dawson. Need a quote for your farm, auto, business, or home? Contact the Strand Insurance Agency. Talk to Peter or Vicki. They're located 686 6th Street, Dawson, or call 320-769-4410. The Strand Insurance Agency, Dawson.
Sports also brought to you on Q92 by your friends at Heinrich and Ludvigson Accounting, located at 119 6th Avenue on Madison's Main Street, just a block north of Highway 40. If you have any questions, give them a call, 320-598-3327. That's 598-3327 for Heinrich and Ludvigson Accounting on Madison's Main Street.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to La Capal Valley High School. Paul Ramo and Mitchell Silty here. We're going to start the second half. The Dawson Boys Blackjacks leading La Capal Valley by 1 point, 30-29, and the La Capal students are singing happy birthday to somebody. Is it your birthday, Mitchell?
No, nope, it's not my birthday. Is it your birthday, Paul?
Ron. I don't know who Ron is.
Nope.
Oh, up in the stands. I didn't catch the name, did you?
Nope, I didn't.
Oh, some lady up there in the red sweater. Their birthday.
They just embarrassed her. She's all red in the face.
Yeah, you got to do something.
All right. So, yeah, really entertaining first half of basketball, wasn't it?
Yep, very competitive both sides. And when we called their game back in December, it was 27-24, La Capella Valley at half. And
man, you got a good memory.
Well, I wrote it down.
So. Oh, you wrote
it? Yeah, that good. But it was that was a competitive game, and we'll see what happens here. It was close down to the final minute in that game, so we'll see what happens with this one.
All right, here we go. The Blackjacks will get the possession to start the second half. And they have a one-point lead, and we are underway. The clock is running. Claire Stratmon with the basketball. Gives it over to Swazinski, who's getting a start here in the second half. Now a traveling call on Dawson boy, Gloria Schreier.
Send possession back to La Capella Valley. Looks like Dawson Boyd still coming out in the full court press in the second half here.
Oh, they're going to put Kahn. Oh, they break it nicely. Wide open is Jalen Lee for an easy layup.
Nice job by La Capella Valley there to get the easy layup on the fast break opportunity after breaking the full court press.
And the Eagles regain the lead, 31-30. Here's Stratmon, right wing to Swazinski. Alyssa gets a screen from Lund, goes to the free throw line, puts up a jump shot, hard off the glass. So Aspen with the rebound and putback, that's no good. Kahn with the board. Here come the Eagles with their one-point lead. Jan will hold it up.
Both La Capella Valley was out in man-to-man defense to start, and it looks like Dawson Boyd also out in man-to-man defense here in the second half.
Shell said Lee in the corner on the baseline. Good defense there by Essling. Or that's Swazinski with the defense. Oh, nice pass down low to Kahn. Kahn scores.
4 quick points in the paint for La Capella Valley here after having 12 in the first half. They lead by three.
33-30. La Capella Valley with their three-point lead. Swazinski on the left wing. They're going to our left now. Here's a top-of-the-key three by Schreier. That's no good. Essling and Kahn fighting for the rebound. Last touch by Kahn will be Dawson Boyd basketball.
Big fight between Kahn and Essling trying to get that rebound underneath.
Stratmon gets the ball from the referee, looking to inbound it underneath the blackjack basket. Gets it, lobs it into the top of the key to Alyssa. Alyssa's way out there. She looked at the basket thinking about hitting the three.
Yep, she almost pulled the trigger on that one.
Stratmon with the ball at the free throw line, splits the defender, goes in the layup. What a nice play by Stratmon.
We saw her do that a couple of times in the first half for Dawson Boyd.
33-32. Eagles with a one-point lead. Lee down to Kahn. Easy point. Boy, Blackjacks aren't back on defense here.
Nope, they're coming out a little slow, coming out of their full-court press and getting back on defense.
Oh. Lindsey Lund throws it in to Schreier. And Schreier was fouled, so Laura will go to the free-throw line and shoot two.
Be her first trip to the free-throw line tonight.
Laura with 7 points in the first half. She's just a 10th grader. Free throw good by Schreier.
Dawson Boyd was 3 of 6 from the free throw line in the first half.
Lund comes out. Yamlin in. And Schreier will get a second free throw here. It's on its way, and it rattles in for Laura. 9 points for Schreier. And it's a one-point lead now for La Capella Valley, 35-34. Here's Lee at midcourt. Lee goes to the left side, throws it in the corner to Sawatsky. Sawatsky looking for someone to pass to, gets it over to the right wing. The shell set inside the Kahn. Back to Kendall. Kendall for three. All off the rim. No good. And it was...
Looks like rebounded by Jalen Lee, then a foul on Olivia Essling. So possession will stay with La Capella Valley.
Underneath their own basket, the Eagles lead by 1 point. 35-34. Jan inbounds the ball of Lee out at the free throw line. Back to Kayla. Kayla led the Eagles in scoring with 11 in the first half. Swatsky, Jan. 35-34, La Capella Valley. Jan. Shot clock down under 10. Lee finds an opening. Lays it up and in. Jalen Lee.
La Capella Valley being really aggressive trying to score in the paint here in the second half. That's already 8 points for them. in the paint.
3-point lead for the Eagles, but the Blackjacks can tie it up with a 3-pointer. But Stratmohn goes for the layup, blocked by Jalen Lee. What a block by Lee. Eagles down low to Kahn. Essling guarding Kahn and fouls Kahn. And Callie will go to the free throw line.
Nice job by Kahn being aggressive there. She'll go to the free throw line. That's now the second foul on Olivia Essling for Dawson Boyd. Be Kahn's first trip to the free throw line. Locke probably went 6 of 12 from the free throw line in the first half.
Kahn's free throw is no good. Falls away.
Lindsay Lund checking in for Olivia Essling for Dawson Boyd.
Kahn's second free throw on its way, and she missed that one. And the ball's last touch goes out of bounds, last touch by Jalen Lee. So the Blackjacks will have to come the full length of the court here, leading down by three.
Lockwood Valley not doing a full court press here in the second half.
Stratmohn being picked up by Kayla Janet midcourt. Now over to Sosinski, launches a long three-pointer, almost banked that one. That's the second time Alyssa's missed a three-pointer. And it was in the cylinder, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was halfway down and out. It's an unfortunate road bounce there for Dawson Boyd.
Kayla with a jump shot in the paint. Missed the shot. Gets her own rebound. Pulls it back out. Shelstead, one-handed floater. Hard off the glass. Rebounded by Schreier. Laura quickly up the floor to Yamlin in the lead. And picked off by Kahn. Callie anticipated the pass and stole it.
Great job by Kahn hustling back there on defense getting the steal.
37-34, Lacaparle Valley. Shelstead slows it down, lobs it in the lead, in the paint. Pick kicks it out to Jan. Jan, here's Sawatsky for three. That's way off the mark, no good. And knocked out of bounds by Kahn.
Session go back to Dawson Boyd.
Good. Sosinski used her body there to keep Kahn from getting to the ball. Did you see that?
Yep, nice job of boxing out Kahn right there by Alyssa Sosinski.
And then they both looked at each other and smiled. I think they're friends. Blackjacks down by three, and they got the ball. Lund with a kind of a hook shot by Lindsay, and oh, that was in and out. No good.
Rebound by Kahn.
Here come the Eagles quickly across midcourt with their three-point lead. Coming up on 13 minutes to play in the game. Paul Ramo, Mitchell Spilty out here at Lacaparle Valley tonight. Jalen Lee throws up a shot. No good. Rebound by Stratmohn, and Jalen Lee fouls her.
That'll be the third foul on Lee for Lacaparle Valley.
This week, congratulations to the Lacaparle Valley's Jalen Lee. She signed to had a signing ceremony. They had a going to play volleyball next year at Crown College. So best of luck to Jalen there. Keeping her athletic career going. Here we go. Stratmohn, crossover dribble. Almost lost the ball. Now does. Throws it right into the stands, and there's Adam Conroy. Catching the ball. He caught the ball in one hand, held his camera in the other hand. Talented guy, that Adam Conroy.
Yeah, it takes real skill right there.
Yeah. 37. Boy, we've been stuck on 37-34 for a long time, haven't we? Oh, Stratmohn steals the ball at midcourt. Claire goes in for the layup and scores.
Nice job of defense there by Dawson Boyd getting the trap in the corner. Just crossed half court and getting a fast break layup.
37-36. It's a one-point lead now for Lacaparle Valley. Nice steal by Stratmohn. Man, she's quick. Jalen to Jan. Jan is at the score here in the second half. She led all scores with 11 in the first. Down low, underhanded shot, and it falls in. She went underneath the basket, didn't she?
Yep, underneath the basket, did a reverse layup, got it to go for Lacaparle Valley, and looked like a 2-3 zone there by Dawson Boyd.
Back putt to 3 points. Eagles lead by three, 39-36, but the Blackjacks have the ball. They go down low to Lund. Lund, there's an underhanded scoop, no good. Kendall Shelstead with the board. Eagles can extend their lead with a basket here. They lead by 3 points. Nice move by Kendall Shelstead.
Nice job by Shelstead. She faked like she was going to use the screen and then just drove hard to the paint and able to finish and get an and-one opportunity.
And Coach Rachel Hawkinson's calling a timeout, so we'll take a commercial break with 11:37 to play in the ball game, It's Lacapral Valley 41, Dawson Boyd 36. We'll be right back.
I'm Claire Stratmo. I'm with the Dawson Boyd girls basketball team, and you're listening to Q92 with Paul Ramo.
The Bellingham Elevator is a full-service elevator with agronomy, grain, propane, and all of your needs all year long. Call 320-568-2127. Proud supporters of high school sports on Q92.
Another of our fine sports boosters, Madison Healthcare Services, your total healthcare provider, featuring a skilled nursing facility, critical access hospital, home care services, a fully staffed medical clinic, and a secure independent living apartment and therapy services provided by Big Stone Therapy. Visit their website for all the information at www.mhsmn.org or call 320-598-7536 for Madison Healthcare Services.
We're back. Paul Ramo, Mitchell Silty here. Mitchell, good ball game. Eagles lead 41-36. And Shelton at the free throw line makes her free throw.
Complete the three-point play for Shelton. And Doug Carey, or was it over and back?
Oh, I wasn't watching what happened there, Mitchell.
Well,
Dawson Boyd had the ball, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. And when Addison Jorgens brought the ball up and got a past half court, and I don't know if they're saying she carried it or if they're saying when she passed it back to, I think, who was on the court there? I think it was Laura Schreier. When she passed it to her, I don't know if she was past half court yet, so it called over and back.
Laura Schreier steals the ball, goes in for the layup. Laura Schreier with a steal and a layup, and it's 42-38, Lacapral Valley. Jan with the basketball. Here's Lee for three from the top of the key. Missed it off the glass. Here come the Blackjacks quickly up the floor. This is Schreier. Stops underneath. Jorgens. Essling. Drives on Kahn, scoops it underhand, and what a shot by, oh my goodness, by Olivia Essling.
A great scoop layup here by Essling.
And that was her first points of the game, and the Eagles lead 42-40.
Cut the lead from 6 down to 2.
Kayla Jan with the possession, over to Shelstead, back to Kayla. Shelstead, top of the key, right wing to Jalen. Jalen launches a 3. Nothing but net. For Jalen Lee, a three-pointer.
Good answer by Lacapral Valley and Jalen Lee there. Missed that three-pointer.
Must be camouflage night for Lacapral Valley students.
Great job by Brandy Myers.
What happened there?
It was a pass over to Addison Jorgens on the left wing. Brandy got in the passing lane and almost had it, but it went through her hands, and then it went through Addison's hands, and now it'll go and went out of bounds, and it'll go back to Lacapral Valley.
5-point lead for the Eagles. Coming up on 10 minutes to go. Jan lays it up, and they're going to call a charge on Kayla Jan. Oh, my goodness.
That was Lindsay Lund, I believe, getting in position there to take that charge. Great defensive play. Send possession back over to Dawson Boyd.
Yeah, the basket went in for Jan, but the referee said, no, you charged. You ran Lindsay over.
So, big play. That could have potentially put the lead up to 8 for Lacapral Valley. Now Dawson Boyd can cut it down to single digits.
Oh, Lindsay throws it away. Over there by Dawson Boyd. Lund was trying to hit Essling breaking to the basket. And the Eagles pick it up. And Coach Dylan Erickson said, let's slow this thing down a little bit. Shelstead to Brandy Meyer. Quick pass underneath. Knocked away by Essling.
Ball went out of bounds. It'll stay with Lacapral Valley.
Nice to see Brandy Meyer on the floor again. Missed a lot of games. Jan will inbound the ball in the corner for Lacapral Valley. They lead 45-40. Shelstead, nice pass to Kahn. A left-hand shot, missed it. Oh, it's saved by Meyer. Here's Jan.
Shot clock down to 6.
Shelstead for 3. Nothing but net for Shelstead.
That was all set up by Brandy Myers' effort to hustle and get that offensive rebound for Lacapral Valley, and now the lead's back up to 8.
Got to remember our Egg Plus cooperative play of the game. Mark that down.
We got a double dribble on Dawson Boyd.
Oh, another turnover by the Blackjacks. You know, there's more people. There's a lot of people here tonight looking around the gym. Brandy Meyer's going to come out of the game. Well, she's really giving some quality minutes off the bench tonight.
8-point lead. And the Blackjacks steal the ball, but the Eagles get it right back. Jan down to Kahn. Kahn shoots and missed the shot. Essling with the rebound.
It looked like two Dawson Boyd players collided with each other, led to an open chance for La Caparra Valley. And
Stratmone for three. Swish! Nothing but net for Claire Stratmone.
That was a 5-point swing right there. Could have been 50 to 40 La Caparra Valley. Now it's 48-43.
8 minutes, 30 seconds to play. A lot of time left. Jan will launch a three. What's happening? Off the back iron, no good. Here's a 2-on-1 for Dawson Boyd. Stratmore lays it up and in on the layup. And, folks, it's 48. Eagles lead by three with 8:09 to play. Oh, Stratmore with the foul ran into Jalen Lee trying to steal the ball.
That'll be her second foul for Claire Stratmore. And really back and forth now coming at it.
Well, just when you think Lock Paul's going to really extend the lead to 10 or better, the Blackjacks come back.
We've got a timeout.
Timeout.
Lock Paul Valley.
With 8:03 to play, timeout on the floor. It's a 3-point lead for the Eagles, 48-45. We'll be right back.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
The Bellingham Elevator is a full-service elevator with agronomy, grain, propane, and all of your needs all year long. Call 320-568-2127. Proud supporters of high school sports on Q92.
Another of our fine sports boosters, Madison Healthcare Services, your total healthcare provider, featuring a skilled nursing facility, critical access hospital, home care services, a fully staffed medical clinic, and a secure independent living apartment and therapy services provided by Big Stone Therapy. Visit their website for all the information at www.mhsmn.org or call 320-598-7536 for Madison Healthcare Services.
I'm Kelly Kahn with the La Caparra Valley Girls Basketball Team, and you're listening to Q92.
Paul Ramo, Mitchell Silty back here at La Caparra Valley High School. Good basketball game, Mitchell.
Yep, La Caparra Valley, right when you think they're building the lead and going to create a little distance, Dawson Boyd answers, and it was an 8-point game, 48-40, La Caparra Valley, and then 5 quick points by Dawson Boyd, cuts the lead down to 3.
All right, timeout's over. The Eagles with the possession. Swatsky with the ball, 7:50 to play. Swatsky loses it in the paint, and the Blackjacks still fighting for the ball, still loose, and we're going to have a jump ball.
Session stays with La Caparra Valley.
7 minutes and 48 seconds left in this basketball game. La Caparra Valley 48, Dawson Boyd 45. We're going right down to the finish here, I think. Jan, try just in the nick.
One to three.
Shelfset from WNBA range. Oh, Shelfset hits it.
What a big shot for La Caparra Valley there. That'll build the lead back up to 6.
Shot clock was almost at the zero there, wasn't it?
Yeah, she threw it up with like 1 or 2 seconds left. Oh.
Swazinski for three. That's hard off the backboard. And the Eagles have the ball. Big three-pointer by Shelstead. 51-45. La Caparra Valley with the lead. Shelstead lines up another three, and that one missed. Rebound by Essling. Olivia being double-teamed. Look at them fighting now down there. And Essling finally gets the ball away. Jeepers. Here's Stratmone. And here's a three-pointer by Yomlin. Missed. Essling with the rebound. Kicks it back out. Here's Schreier for three. Hard off the backboard again on that one. And Jan will pick it up. And Jan's off and running. And she traveled with the ball.
She had Kendall Shelstead running down for a wide-open layup. And she just couldn't see her quick enough. And by the time she went to pass, Dawson Boyd got down on defense.
And when she traveled, she knew it. She had a big smile on her face.
Yep, she knew.
I messed up.
She knew she did something wrong there.
Even before the referee blew the whistle. All right, Lindsay Lund back in for Dawson Boyd. 51-45, a 6-point lead for the Eagles. 6:30 to play. Schreier with the ball at the free throw line. Stratmone dribbles to the free throw line. Out to Swazinski, Alyssa's three. No, it won't go. Rebounded by Jalen Lee.
JV tonight. Lacapara Valley 138-17 in JV action. Lacapara Valley, Shelstead, behind the back dribble. Lee for three. No. Rebounded there by Yomlin. She's fouled. Tyler had good position there on the rebound.
The foul was on Zoe Doctor.
Oh, I didn't even realize Zoe was in the game.
Yep, she checked in for Cali Con.
Okay. Well, the Blackjacks have some work to do here. Down by six now with 6 minutes exactly to play. Stratmon crossover dribble. Jan Gardiner tight. Kicks it out to Yomlin near Schreier. Oh, nice pass by Schreier down low to Lund. And Lindsay's fouled shooting the ball.
It was a great job of ball movement there by Dawson Boyd. Now Lindsay Lund will go back to the free throw line. She's 1 of 4 here in the game.
Free throws are important down the stretch here. Down by six, and Lund's free throw is good. The senior with 6 points. She had five in the first half. 51-46. Second free throw by Lindsay Lund. Hit the rim, bounces away, no good. Rebounded by Lee. Jalen up to Sawatsky. Here's Shelstead. Sawatsky. Shelstead on the right wing, down low to Lee. Jalen, good defense there by Lund. Here's Shelstead for three. Kendall again. Kendall Shelstead with another three-pointer.
That'll build the lead back up to 8 for Lacapara Valley.
And we'll take another break. We've got a timeout on the floor. 54-46 Eagles, 5:27 to go. You're listening to Eagle Blackjack Girls Basketball right here on Q92.
Sports on Q92 by Haugen Insurance with offices in Madison and Ortonville, serving the entire Q92 listing area. With crop insurance and more, they can help you at Haugen Insurance. Stop in, visit with Dwayne, Susie, or Peter soon. Haugen Insurance.
Shadowland Farms Trucking of Appleton offers custom trucking, lime application, and excavation. Brad Mitchell for more information at 320-297-0142. And Shadowland Farm Trucking is a proud sponsor of all Lacapara Valley sports and activities.
When you grow corn or soybeans for a living, you're always looking for the latest advances to help your fields be more profitable. That's why it's time to turn a channel. When you plant elite channel seed products, you also get the services of your very own channel seedsman. You see, your seedsmen work with you year-round to make the most of your operation. For customized service, expert advice, and elite seed products, your local channel seedsmen are Tron Tossel and Dylan Erickson of Tron Tossel Seeds. Contact Tron at 320-297-0403 or Dylan at 320-269-1250. That's Tron Tossel Seeds, your local channel seeds dealer.
All right, we're back. Mitchell and I were discussing Claire Stratmon had a monster block, but they called a foul on her. And Claire's mouth went wide open. What? So Kayla Jan's at the line. Kayla's free throw's good. That's her first point here in the second half. Kayla led the Eagles in scoring with 11 in the first half. Second free throw missed. And rebounded by Jalen Lee, and Lee puts it back.
Great job by Lee. They're getting the offensive rebound.
And the Blackjacks almost throw the ball away. So Blackjacks with the basketball. They get it into Stratmon. Stratmon, double team, back out. Here's Essling at the free throw line. Essling kicks it over to Yomlin, to Swazinski. 4:40 to play in the ball game. It's 57-46 and a travel call.
Well, last time when these two teams played, Paul, Lacapara Valley built, I think it was a 54-45 lead in the second half, and then Dawson Boyd is able to fight their way back. We'll see if they're able to do the same thing here tonight.
A little pressure put on by the Blackjacks now, and the Eagles break it at half court. 57-46, Lacapara lead. Sawatsky wide open for a three and hits the rim, bounces away, out of bounds. Last touch by Essling.
Possession will stay with Lacapara Valley.
Kayla will get the ball from the referee. Kayla looking to inbound it. Lobs it in to Shelstead, who's had a hot hand here. puts the shot up off the rim, no good. Fighting for the rebound, Swierczynski comes away with it. Now she's double-teamed, and Lee takes it away. Jalen Lee has the ball. Now she traveled. Turnover, Eagles.
Session will go back to Dawson Boyd with 4:07 left, trailing 57-46.
Bringing the ball up the floor for Dawson Boyd's Laura Schreier. Essling, this Alyssa. Here's Yamlin. Yamlin finds it open but kicks it out to Schreier for three. Missed everything, went over the rim, and it goes out of bounds. It'll be LaCapelle basketball.
To Dawson Boyd not having the success from the three-point range as they had in the first half.
I don't think they made the three-pointer here. Oh, yeah, Lee did. Or, I mean, Dawson Boyd. 57-46, Eagles, 3:45 to go. Oh, look at an easy layup there. Oh, and Jalen missed the layup.
Got her own rebound.
Yeah, she gets her own rebound, pops it back out. Shelstead over to Lee.
Shot clock's down to 10.
Kahn in the paint, goes to the basket, lays it up and in. Kahn.
Timeout called by Dawson Boyd.
Coach Rachel Hawkinson calling a timeout with 3:25 to go in the ball game. It's the Eagles 59, the Jacks 46. We'll be back after this.
Sports broadcasts on Q92 brought to you in part by the Madison Dental Clinic, downtown Madison, where Dr. Brandon Alstead and the staff provide quality dental care to their many patients from all around the area. They hope all of our students in the local schools have a great year in academics, arts, and athletics. Madison Dental Clinic, reminding you, take care of your teeth. Visit your dentist on a regular basis.
Clement Electric of Appleton is here to home, commercial wiring, and air conditioning needs. We are your LED lighting specialists. From new construction to remodeling jobs to service calls, there's no job too big or small. Contact Bill or Adam at 320-289-1041. That's 289-1041 for all of your wiring needs. Proudly serving the area since 1984. Clement Electric, we're here to serve you.
Well, Mitchell, it's 3 minutes and 25 seconds to play in the ball game. The Eagles have a 59-46 lead.
Yep, they're on an 11-1 run. It was 48-45. And then LaCapelle is now going on that 11-1 run, make it 59-46.
Here's Stratmon. Blackjack's got to score quick. It's time to run out, and they do. Stratmon, the short jumper there for Claire. That gives her 20 points in the game.
On the fast break opportunity for LaCapelle.
2-on-1. Kahn lays it up and in for the layup.
Great job. LaCapelle's done a much better job breaking the full court press here in the second half than they have in the first half. Much improved there.
Now the Eagles have opened it up a bit. 61-48. Essling down low. Blocked by Kahn. Here's Sawatsky. 1-on-1 there with Schreier. Gets across midcourt to Lee. Lee dribbling to the right side. 2 minutes, 30 seconds to play right now. Here's Shelstead. Bounces it in. What a play by Shelstead. And Kahn with an easy basket.
That was a great job by LaCapelle Valley there, breaking it. Looks to be a zone for Dawson Boyd and getting Kahn more points in the paint.
That was a nice pass from Shelstead, wasn't it? Oh, look at Claire Stratmon. What a nice drive by Stratmon.
She's been doing that a lot here this game. Really nice drive into the basket and great job finishing at the rim.
63-50. Essling steals the ball back. Turnover, Eagles. Blackjacks quickly up to Swierczynski. Stratmon down by 13. Blackjacks are. Lund drives in the paint, kicks it out to Alyssa. Alyssa for three. Nothing but net deep in the corner.
That'll cut the lead to 10. 63-53 with 1:36 to play.
3-point shot. That's something else, isn't it?
Yep, that can really turn the game around.
Yep. Well, the Blackjacks get a steal here. They're down by 10. The full length of the court, the Eagles have to go. Sawatsky gets it across midcourt into Jalen Lee's hand. 63-53, a 10-point lead for the Eagles. A minute 20 to go. Lee Zajans. Sawatsky. Sawatsky getting a screen from Shelstead. Now over to Jalen. Bounces it in to Khan. Khan scores again.
That's just in the bread and butter for Lac La Parle Valley here. Driving into the paint, pulling the defender away, and then hitting Khan for a nice layup.
Khan. 55 seconds to go, and a jump ball call tied up between Strathmore and Jan.
Possession will stay with Dawson Boyd, trailing by 12.
We'll have our Neon Needles post-game show coming up. We'll go through the stats and some other scores. Of course, our game is way ahead of the other game, so I don't think we're going to get any finals from other games in the Camden Conference tonight. I believe some of the coaches will be coming up.
A legal screen on Olivia Essling there, so it's Lac La Parle Valley, I believe. Yep, 32.
Eagles will inbound it, go the full length of the court. They lead 65-53. Yeah, that 11-1 run, and now a foul. Lindsay Lund fouling Shelstead. And is Kendall going to go to the line?
I think so. That looks like it's going to be the seventh foul on Dawson Boyd, so 1-1 for Lac La Parle Valley here.
Kendall Shelstead. She has 15 points. She only had 3 points in the first half, and she knocked down 3 three-pointers in the second half, a couple field goals. She's at the free throw line. Free throw by Kendall is no good. Goes into the corner, and
rebound by Lee, it looks like.
Yeah, Lee gets it over to Shelstead. Shelstead's fouled again by Schreier, and Kendall will go back to the free throw line with 43 ticks left.
Just 1 of 4 from the free throw line. Kendall Shelstead.
Kendall Shelstead has a free throw, or two, on its way, and nothing but net for Shelstead.
Way to bounce back after missing the last time at the line.
That gives her 16 points. Khan with 16 points. Jalen Lee with 13. Kendall's second free throw on its way and makes it. 17 points for Kendall Shelstead. 67-53. And it looks like the Eagles are going to pull this one out. Schreier from way out. No good, Essling. Sosinski for three. That's no good. And Khan with the rebound. Gets it over to Shelstead. Off to Lee. Lee with 25 seconds. Goes in for the layup.
And I think that'll probably do it.
69-53. Strathmore from way out. WNBA range, no good. And with 10 seconds to go, the Eagles are just going to grab the rebound and hold on to it. And Lac La Parle Valley will win it 69-55.
53-53.
Eagles over the Blackjacks tonight in a Camden Conference game. We'll take a couple-minute break. I'm sure we'll interview with some coaches and name our Neon Needle Subway Player of the Game and an Ag Plus Cooperative Play of the Game. We'll be back after this.
Sports also brought to you by Old National Bank in Madison. When it comes to managing your money, you need convenience, flexibility, and sometimes some good advice. That's why you have Old National Bank. They offer a range of checking accounts to meet your everyday needs, plus plenty of lending options when you need them. And you can always turn to Old National for guidance. Come meet the Madison team at 222 6th Avenue or visit anytime at oldnational.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is free. Of Porter. Need large nursery trees? Well, contact Rodney Rye at Rye's Nursery and Tree Moving. They have them 4 and 10 inch in diameter. Call Rodney Rye at 507-296-4488 or give Rodney a call on his cell phone at 507-829-4614. That's Rye's Nursery and Tree Moving in Porter.
And another of our sports boosters, Appleton Area Health, the Appleton Hospital, Nursing Home, and Clinic, are committed to providing high-quality health care in a personalized, compassionate manner with the hospital, nursing home, clinic, and senior housing all on one campus. They offer a full continuum of care. Appleton Area Health.
A Another sports booster on Q92 is Whitnable Construction of Madison. Whitnable Construction specializes in new home construction, remodeling, and overhead doors, and much more. Whitnable Construction has over 40 years of experience in the construction business. Whatever you have in mind, Blake and his crew can do it. Call Blake today at 320-226-0202. That's 320-226-0202.
Sports also brought to you by the Western Guard newspaper in Madison. Stop by their office right on Main Street and sign up for your subscription today. Your 25 newspaper. All the news you need to know right there in your mailbox once a week. Check them out online at thewesternguardnews.com and like them on Facebook.
Subway of Appleton and Dawson is also a sports booster. Stop by Subway before or after the game in Appleton or Dawson. Subway has daily specials on sandwiches and soup. Check out the featured footlong of the month at Subway. Subway in Appleton and Dawson open Monday through Saturdays 8 to 9 and Sundays 9 to 9. Subway in Appleton located along Highway 7 and Dawson Highway 212. Listen for the Subway Athlete of the Game right here on Q92.
Did you know that Dawson Grain Co-op is the oldest continuous-run farmer's elevator in the state of Minnesota, serving its patrons since September 1887? Go to DawsonGrain.com to get the latest in market prices, both locally and nationally, along with the latest weather and market trends. Also, news and reports and commentary from experts. That's DawsonGrain.com. Dawson Grain Co-op, locally owned and locally operated and always striving to help their customers and our community. Dawson Grain Co-op, located West Highway 212, Dawson.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Swenson, Nelson, and Stoltz Attorneys in Madison. Rick Stoltz are ready to go to work on your legal needs. Give them a call, 320-598-7578. That's 320-598-7578 for Swenson, Nelson, and Stoltz Attorneys in Madison. Wishing all of our area students a great school year. And sports brought to you by the Dairy Queen, North Highway 75, Madison. Always ready to serve up a full meal. Come on in for a delicious burger or mouthwatering Dairy Queen treat at the Dairy Queen in Madison. Just some of our Q92 sports boosters.
Sports also brought to you by Larson Brother Concrete. Call them for all your concrete needs. Call for estimates, Shannon, 507-920-8453, or Nick at 507-920-8454. No job too big or too small. Larson Brother Concrete of Dawson.
Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
All right, welcome to the Neon Needles post-game show. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. The Eagles defeat Dawson Boyd 69-53. Joining us on the Neon Needles post-game show is head coach Dylan Erickson of the Eagles. Pick up a win there, Dylan.
Big
good.
Win. Big conference, big section win to kind of solidify ourselves in there, you know, in that 5-6-7 range, you know, and keep us at pace with YME and Canby and those teams. But, yeah, so I'm losing my voice a little bit. I've been under the weather and yelling a little bit tonight. It's going away on me. But, yeah, appreciate you guys for covering us. And, yeah, what a nice win for us tonight. You know, it wasn't pretty all the time, especially going we're going down into half, down one when they came on a late run. And we started early and pretty fast, but things got away from us defensively. Honestly, that's what our conversation was at halftime was getting out the shooters, closing on the shooters a little bit harder, making sure our straight line drives are keeping girls in front of us, and then our backside helps there. And when we wanted to play defense tonight, it showed, and we scored on the other end because of it. And when we didn't play defense, when they would go on their little bit of run again, all of a sudden it'd be from an 8-10-point game, they get it down to 4-5, and then we get it back to 8-10 or 12, and then, you know, get it back. But we had to consistently play defense all night, and we did the last 5-6 minutes, and that was the difference in the ballgame.
You got, go ahead, man, Mitchell.
In the first half, it looked like you struggled a little bit breaking the full court press, and then in the second half, you guys looked very much improved. What adjustments did you make to kind of clean that up a little bit in the second half?
Yeah, it's, you know, we see it by every team by now. I don't know every version of a 1-2-2, 1-3-1, 2-2-1, whatever you want to dial, whatever you want to call it. We've seen about every version from every team, who presses and who doesn't even press. And it was just about making the right smart play, right decision. You know, when we see things open, we got to hit it, and we got to cut a little bit harder to the middle and baseline, whatever it might be. But, again, just sharp with our pass, and their hands are up, can't throw it right to their hands. And it is all those little simple things that we kind of have been getting better at, but sometimes we fall into those little slumps of, you know, and when it's one turnover, it usually is three or five. And then we kind of come out of it, but it's just a domino effect for us. And, you know, when we do turn over, that's where we struggle. It's usually not just one. It kind of turns into three or four, and then we got to come out of it from the other end of it, too.
Well, you had three girls that had great, outstanding second half. Jalen Lee ends up with 15 points. She only had two in the first half. Callie Kahn had 4 points. She ends up with 16. Kendall Shelstad only had 3 points, a three-pointer in the first half. She ends up with 17. Those three girls really came alive there in the second half.
Yeah, it's just really, I was really proud of the girls. I just told them that in the locker room when we got in there. I played eight girls tonight, and I know a couple or one and two maybe didn't play very much in the second half. But, again, it's just funny how this scripted out because Kayla Jan started off hot, had eight points really, or 11 in the first half. She started us fast. Randy Myers, first action back from being out since the last time we played Dawson 2 months ago or whatever. 7 big points for us. Offense, rebounds, putbacks, and the and one. I mean, just the spark she gave us at that time. And then Jada Kessler in the first half, too, gave us so much energy with, you know, being physical down in the paint, getting some rebounds and foot. Just, and then she had a bucket for us as well. But, you know, just a story how everyone contributed all night long to how this happened. That's what I was proud of them for. I told them that. I said, you know, some of you played a ton, some of you didn't play as much that first half, second half, whatever it is, but everyone brought something to the table. And when your name is called, I need you to come out there and perform. I need you to give us something, whatever it might be, whether it's an extra rebound, whatever it is. You got to be ready when your name's called.
And Brandy Meyer did that for you.
And she did, stepping right in after not playing for 2 months here. And then Jada as well, jumping in there and playing physical. Zoe did a nice job on the glass, too, for us, and reversing and playing physical and guarding. And then these other girls, you know, Callie had a nice late part of her game. Jalen was consistent throughout that whole second half. And Kendall, too. Second half, she's the one that carried us in some of those runs, and they get back at us. She come down and dagger a three or a deep. She had a couple deep ones too, and so it's just it was a complete team effort, and everything you want to see out of your team is each girl, each individual affected the game in a different way. And when their name was called, they rose to the occasion, and it was awesome to see. I'm just so proud of them that way.
Yep, good.
Dylan, I got you out rebounding Dawson Boyd 32-26, 18-11 in the second half. In terms of points in the paint, in the first half it was tied 12-12, and then in the second half you doubled them up 24-12, so you outscored them 36-24 in points in the paint. What flipped the switch for the second half where you really dominated the boards and got really deep down in the paint and scoring?
Yeah, that was an emphasis for the game was rebounding. When we rebound the ball at a high rate, defensively, offensively, rebounding, get the extra possessions, we have won a lot of those games where we've been right in those games when we rebound at a high level. So that was great. But at halftime, again, we had some quick trigger threes and, you know, one pass when we weren't really any kind of rhythm or anything like that. We had to move the basketball, and an emphasis was to get inside. Callie, Jalen, whoever might be inside, getting some post touches when we can do it. Once we hit our ball screen, we get going on a second rotation to that backside, and the block opened up so much that we were able to hit that. And it's just we had to get one reversal, though, and one middle drive again. And when we got to that, we got great things. So that was kind of an emphasis, you know, in the second half to do that more often. And I think we were able with the showing the pain points. I mean, that's how we scored a majority of them is we put pressure on them on two reversals, and then we had what we wanted in the middle of the lane, and you can't ask for much more. You got options all over the floor.
I didn't get a chance to talk to you before the game, so my pregame was really shot all the heck because I know Brandy Meyer's out. You know, we don't know if she's going to come back. Oh, wait, she has a uniform on.
Yeah, so she warmed up last week against...
So this is her first game back.
In action. She wins stuff in practice, you know, and maybe, you know, some physical stuff, too, and one-on-one and some three-on-twos and things like that, but her first full scrimmaging kind of stuff after the last 2 weeks of maybe doing, you know, some running, and then we just one step, one day at a time, just adding more and more and more, and the biggest thing for her was getting back in shape, too, but, yeah, today was her first game action, getting her back in there.
She got hurt in the Dawson game, right?
Yeah, last time we played them, late in that game, so she hasn't played since then. That was December 10th or so, I want to say. It was about 2 months ago, so really, really proud of her to hit her recovery. I know she was pretty upset, you know, came home for basketball last year, but was really, really enjoying it, and she was taking some huge steps forward, and then you get a good setback like that. And so we've had some conversations about how to keep the mindset right and how you can use this going forward. And
well, you know all about that as a player.
Yes, that's so pretty
you had your challenges.
Pretty relatable, and so we had some good conversations, and she's been hitting the rehab hard and said, you know, whenever you do get back, whether it's four or five opportunities or two, whatever it is, just work hard and reward. It'll be rewarded. I promise you, reward yourself from it. And here we are. And you know, she 7 huge points in that first half. Just the extra possessions, extra rebounds, just the extra energy. And I want to give Jada a ton of credit too.
Yeah.
She was physical and played with a ton of effort and energy out there tonight too. But consistent scoring and just how the game broke down, just super cool.
Okay, what's up next for the Eagles?
So it's kind of nice. We had all week off until tonight. So we got some practice, got to install some things, some new things we want to do going forward, and you know, just kind of regroup a little bit on things we maybe lacked on the last few weeks. And then so next week we have a busy week though. Last week of the regular season, Monday McCray travels here. Tough team there, and Brielle Jansen. And then we travel.
They just upset KMS last week.
Yep, they did. And then we travel to Morris on Tuesday. And then we're back here on Thursday for parent night, senior night, and our last home game against Montevideo. So,
okay.
be a fun week, another fun week of basketball.
Clear this up for us, because Mitch and I are 100% sure. Pigtail games, are there 2 games or 1 pigtail?
2. There's 8 teams in, or there's 10 teams in the section, and the bottom 4, so 7 through 10, will play a pigtail game.
On that Thursday.
On that Thursday, and then the winners go to Saturday. So
so where do the Eagles sit in this?
Yeah,
right,
if you look at the QRF and kind of who we beat in this section, we're probably sitting in the 6th seed, ahead of YME, right below Camby. So as of now, with the wins like tonight, I'd like to think that maybe solidified us in that 6th spot, and YME maybe the 7, depends how they do the rest of the way out, and then RCW, Dawson, Wabasso kind of bringing up the bottom right there.
Okay.
But yeah, it'll be it's a 9-10, and then another 7-10 game, and then 8-9 play each other, so at the home seat, so.
Is that Kendall?
No, that's her little sister, though.
Okay.
That's Ash.
Ash, do I have Kendall come up here? All right, sorry about that.
No worries. No worries.
I got to give her player game t-shirt.
Yeah, they're actually out there. It's Meet the Eagles.
Oh, it's Meet the Eagles.
They're signing, posters out there.
I better get out there and get my poster.
You better. Never know what they might be worth someday, Paul.
All right, that's right. All right, thanks, Dylan.
Yeah, appreciate it, guys. Thanks for covering us. Go Eagles.
Right. Dylan Erickson, head coach of the Eagles. They beat Dawson Boyd tonight 69-50. That's right. They have autograph tonight over in the down there. So, all right. Let's go through the scoring first. What a night it was for Claire Stratmon of the Blackjacks. She had 22 points to lead the Blackjacks in scoring. Kyler Yamlin with 6. Laura Schreier with 11. Lindsay Lund with 6. Szczesny Alyssa had 6. And Olivia Essling with 2. That's your scoring for Dawson Boyd. For Lockefall Valley, Brandy Meyer with 7, Jada Kessler with 2, Jalen Lee with 15, Callie Kahn with 16, Kendall Shellstead led the Eagles in scoring with 17, and Kayla Jan with 12. And you got some other scores, or you got rebounds there, Michelle?
Yep, I'll go through some rebounding. Lackawanna Valley out-rebounded Dawson Boyd 32-2. And for Lackawanna Valley, their leading rebounders, I got Jalen Lee with 9, Callie Kahn with 7, and Kendall Shellstead with 6. For Dawson Boyd, I got their leading rebounder with Olivia Essling with 8 and Kyler Yamlin with 5. Lackawanna Valley outscored Dawson Boyd in terms of points in the paint 36-24 for the game. Lackawanna Valley was 10 of 20 from the free throw line tonight. Dawson Boyd was 6 of 10.
Okay, you got all the scores around the Cabinet Conference, or were you one of the early games tonight?
Yep, so in girls basketball, Central Minnesota Christian leading KMS 36-34. That update is at halftime. Our score final tonight, Lackawanna Valley 69, Dawson Boyd 53. Minneota up 43-25 over Lakeview. That with 12 minutes left in the second half. McRae defeated Ortonville tonight 79-39. YME up over RCW 43-41 with 6 minutes left in the second half. And then Canby up 48-30 over TMB with 10 minutes left in the second half of that game.
All right. Thanks a lot, Mitchell. Well, our Neon Needles Subway Player of the Game is senior Kendall Shellstead. She only had 3 points, hit a three-pointer in the first half, and then she exploded in the second half, ended up with 17 points. She had 4 three-pointers altogether in the game. She had, 6 rebounds, you said?
6 rebounds, and she also went 3 of 6 from the free throw line.
All right.
So Kendall Shelsey gets a T-shirt from Neon Needles and a Subway value meal. What's our A plus cooperative play of the game, Mitchell?
Well, there was a moment in the second half where Brandy Meyer was able to save a ball from going out of bounds, led to an offensive rebound for Lacaparo, and I believe the ball ended up being kicked out for a Kendall Shelsted three-pointer, made the lead 48-40 for the Eagles, and then Dawson Boyd was able to slightly climb back in, make it 48-45, and then Lacaparo Valley closed on a 17-8 run to finish the game off from that point.
That's our A-plus cooperative play of the game. Tomorrow night, Dick Newman, Danny Lee will be where we're at here at Lacaparo Valley and with Team United with a duel with the Canby Lancers. That's going to be a dandy, folks. That's tomorrow night here on Q92. I think around 6:30 somewhere in there, maybe a little later. I know they have elementary wrestling, JV wrestling before the varsity match. So, and then Saturday, I'll be in Montevideo with Section Dance. He goes to the state dance tournament at Target Center next week. And we'll be covering Section Dance with that. So,
and brief, our next broadcast with you and me, I believe, is Tuesday night. We'll be in Dawson Boyd for Lacaparo Valley versus Dawson Boyd in boys basketball.
That's right. All right, thanks, Mitchell.
Yep, thank you, Paul.
And our final score, Lacaparo Valley 69, Dawson Boyd 53. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles Postgame Show. Neon Needles, making you look good, makes them look good.